Country Original. The Texas Country Original. 98.3 KORA. Ryan College Station.
Wild blue yonder, so many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill still, trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I'd sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down, and I've seen them both in this tourist tent. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life, and I really don't know which way to go. So I can sit right here and have do my best, waste another day. Stay right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Stay free. Which road I'll travel in, still a mystery to me. So I'll just sit right here, have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. So warm and melt these blues away. Down in Mexico.
Howdy, everybody. Kevin Fowler here, wishing 98.3 KORA a happy birthday. Happy birthday, y'all.
We were the drifters, jokers, somebody you just saw in the hallway. Got our kicks between class, spit and dip, talking trash, breaking rules and making bad grades. Taking the long way home with a 3-6 up and the windows down. We didn't know back then, but I sure know now. We were the lucky ones, raised up to be fighters, swinging at everything that we could see through hungry eyes. We were the lucky ones, helping for a fire, giving it everything we had to keep our dreams alive. We were poor and we were wild and we were young. And we sweat, cat is tamed, you can bet. Working hard is all we've ever known. And all of the girls in the cars, busted lips, broken hearts, came alive out on those back roads. Just a bunch of small town kids looking for trouble when the sun went down. The best nights of our lives was all we found. We were the lucky ones, raised up to be fighters, swinging at everything that we could see through hungry eyes. We were the lucky ones, helping for the fire, and giving it everything we had to keep our dreams alive.
Karen Chase. For the first time in decades, New York voters could change the direction of the presidential race. Normally, by the time its primary rolls around, the nominees have been decided. But this time, New Yorkers could give frontrunners Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton new momentum, or Bernie Sanders and John Kasich new hope. One woman woke up floating in her own home as fast-moving floodwaters swallowed it in South Texas. Nine counties have declared states of emergency, and the rain hasn't stopped falling. Hundreds have been rescued from the still-rising waters. A new way of cheating in a bicycle race is coming to light, and it has nothing to do with drugs. The first confirmed case of mechanical doping has surfaced in Belgium, where a cyclist attached a small motor to his bike. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is promising to drink Flint's water for a month to prove to residents it's safe. He visited a home with confirmed high lead levels to get his first few gallons. Everybody loved Raymond, and his mom, too. Emmy Award-winning actress Doris Roberts, who played her, has died at her California home. She was 90. This is ABC News.
With Pizza Hut's $5 flavor menu, you could say yes to any two or more of your favorites for just $5 each. That's yes to medium one-topping pizzas, Wing Street wings, and new stuffed garlic knots. It feels good to say yes to the $5 flavor menu, only at Pizza Hut.
Limited time offer. Additional charge for extra cheese toppings and pan crust.
Brazos Valley weather.
Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local Kubota dealer. Now in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Kubota's 2501DT is powerful enough to tackle a wide range of tasks, yet nimble enough to provide the precision performance you need. Ask your participating dealer about Kubota's big value compact tractor, now more affordable than ever with a low down payment and a low rate APR up to 7 years. After June 30th, 2016, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. There's a Kubota for you at WC Tractor, off Highway 6 at Tabor Road in Bryan. Your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County. Online at WCTractor.com.
Outdoor power equipment used to take a lot of space and a lot of money. That was before the Home Depot and the Ryobi 18-volt 1-plus lithium-ion trimmer edger at a new lower price of just $69.97. It's lightweight, powerful, and it's two tools in one, so it takes a lot less room in your garage and your wallet. Bring on spring with the Ryobi 18-volt cordless trimmer edger. Now just $69.97 only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid in Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve.
fuel economy and restore power with Royal Purple Max Atomizer Fuel Injector Cleaner. On sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts for $5.99. Clean clogged injectors, save gas, and maximize engine performance with Royal Purple Max Atomizer Fuel Injector Cleaner for $5.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Kick off the summer with Kenny at AT&T Stadium June 4th.
Summertime!
98.3 KORA and KAGS present the secret one-hour heating and AC, Kenny Chesney.
Spread the love giveaway.
Sweet summertime.
Hey, folks, I'm Kenny Chesney.
Two ways to win. Listen 7:30 weekday mornings. Roger and Carly tell you when to listen for the Kenny Summer Sounder. Be caller 9 when you hear it. Score $98 in the Bank and Trust cash and become an instant finalist. Then grab your friends and swing by our beach photo booths at Secret 1 Hour Heating and AC, North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, Ag Solar Guard, South Texas Avenue in Bryan, Park Hudson Place Apartments, Pendleton Drive in College Station, and My Phone Doctor, South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Snap a pic and tag us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram with the hashtag KORA Spread the Love.
Get your friends to share, like, or retweet. You know, spread the love for your chance to win. Kenny Chesney with Miranda Lambert, Sam Hunt, and Old Dominion, AT&T Stadium, June 4th.
983KORA.com for more info.
You know, we got that contest at 7:30 this morning. First winner of the day at 6:45. Roger and Carly with you. 80% chance of thunderstorms. Stay with us. High of 78, 64 right now.
Rusty barbed wire lines these fields. Gravel dust behind the wheels. Drifting like my mind into the rear view. Jet trails couldn't cross the sky. I'm rolling through the open wide. Searching for a song to drink a beer to. Trying to find a place to disappear to. Light up the night and let it burn. Lean back and watch the sun down. Baby, do what I do when life's a little sideways. I take a sip and say a prayer. Wait for a shooting star and stare off at the headlights on the highway. That guy in the windshield looking back looks just like me. Smoke, right hand on cold, one confession. Embers in the ashtray glow like memories that won't let go. I'm out here trying to get them untangled. In the darkness on the edge of town, a little lost, a little found, waiting on a call from an angel.
The CMA of Texas Station of the Year, 98.3 KORA, the Texas Country Original.
When I
picked you up for our first date, baby, with your pretty blue eyes. It would drive me crazy in the tiny little thought that was so amazing. They were looking at me. I held open the car door for you, then you climbed inside and slid on over to the other side. I thought, my oh my. Sweet thing, the moon is high and the night is young. I'm on a big thing in my backyard under the cottonwood tree. It's a good thing. Am I wishing? Oh, come on, sweet thing, won't you climb on out your window while the world's sleeping? You know I need you and there's no way I'll be leaving. Till we're kissing on the porch swing. First thing tomorrow, but I just couldn't wait, so I had to borrow Uncle Jake's Mustang. It's a favorite car, and so I can't stay alone. Standing here feeling like a love struck wrong. Oh, all I wanna do is hold you close and steal a little more time. Is that such a crime? Sweet thing, the moon is high and the night is young. I'm on a big thing in my backyard under the cottonwood tree. It's a good thing.
Roger and Carly on 98.3 KORA, the Texas Country Original.
All we need is a July hot Saturday night, a couple cans on cool and the needle on full in a countryside. Yeah, hot little playlist. Favorite songs. When I get you climbing up in the cab of this truck, yeah, you know it's on, know it's on. Show you a side of these two lanes you've never seen. Heating it up behind a high beam. Ooh, baby, you and me, just running that crazy. Flying high, living careless, on the edge of wild and reckless. To show you one hell of a night. So give me that all, yeah. Take me there, look. I'm a sucker for your kiss. Wanna steal them from your lips, baby, like a crook. A foot heavy on the floorboard everywhere we go. Talking once in a lifetime, blowing your mind, burning down these back roads.
show.
It's out of these two lanes you've never seen, heating it up behind a high beam. Ooh, baby, you and me, just running that crazy. Flying high, living careless, on the edge of wild and reckless. Give you that all night. Girl, give me that, let's go. And I'll give you that good, good time. Inside of these two lanes you've never seen, heating it up behind a high beam. Ooh, baby, you and me, just running that crazy. Flying high, living careless, on the edge of wild and reckless. Show you what hell of a night. Yeah, once in a lifetime night. Mm-hmm. Look at that ride, what hell of a night. I'm about to show you what hell of a night.
Tessa Lynch, a bleep of a night, because we can't say hell because we're a family show.
Mm-mm. Nope. H-E double hockey sticks. Heck. Heck of a night.
Hockey sticks?
Have you never heard that? Come on.
Well, I have, but I just forgot about it.
Hockey sticks. That's
hockey
pretty good.
Sticks.
That's from a long time ago. Carly and I getting the show started. I don't know if you heard this, but man, it sure did get rainy yesterday.
Oh, man.
I saw this video from Houston of this guy that was in his car, and his car began to sink.
Yes.
And it was a television reporter from Channel 13 in Houston, Steve Campion is his name, who was standing there when the guy just doesn't even know how to get out of his car.
Yeah, you gotta get out of the car. You gotta get out. Swim. Swim. Swim.
The guy doesn't know what to do.
Leave the car. Swim.
And his car is like going underwater.
No, that's so crazy.
Well, he had like his suit coat on. I don't know if I'd have jumped in either. He swims over to the TV reporter. I mean, this video is like everywhere now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have it up on our Facebook page.
Oh, uh-huh. Yes. Hey.
And that is scary.
We can hear you. Yeah. Are you okay, sir?
I'm okay.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Did you just not think the water was that deep?
Yeah, I didn't think the water was that deep. My car is under.
Your car, you gotta leave.
His car's way under.
Yeah, it was sinking.
Walk this way.
But see, the thing is about that kind of thing is that if you drive up and the water's like, if you're the first car there, it's your car that everybody else knows.
Yeah.
Don't go in.
Yeah, they're going to judge the depth off your car.
Off of your bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other story of the guy driving the 18-wheeler, let's see, where was he at? He was out by Sealy.
Okay.
Texas, close to, Brookshire is where he was.
Gotcha.
Because the guy on the Weather Channel kept saying Brookshire.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's nice.
Uh-huh.
Yankee dog. It's Brookshire, and it's right at, it's between Houston and going toward Columbus and LaGrange and Austin, San Antonio, going out that direction.
Okay.
So they had some people that just pulled over on the side of the road and were going to rescue this guy. They were not trained first respondent kind of guys.
Yeah.
While they were heroic, they came really close to drowning this guy. This guy was a heavyset guy, truck driver, and so this more slender young man, they tie like what basically looked like to me a ski rope around him.
Yeah.
Whatever they had in their truck, and he goes out to the guy and gets him to get out of the truck, and he's going to hold him, like bear hug him, right, and swim back to the...
That doesn't work.
The guy outweighs him like 3-1, so everybody's going under now.
Oh.
It was dramatic, but they all survived.
They got it.
We got through the night, and Houston's been declared a disaster area.
Yeah, did you hear about Carrie Underwood? They postponed the show. That was supposed to be tonight. Yes. So she had to postpone the show because of all the craziness.
Really?
The flooding down in Houston. So we have notified our grand prize winners.
So that's Anne. Anne's not going to the show tonight?
Not tonight.
Oh.
It might be for the best with there's more rain in the forecast.
Yeah.
And it's getting crazy. But we have the information. It's been rescheduled to April 25th. So...
That's next week.
That's next week.
Monday.
They're good.
Next Monday.
Yeah.
All right. Wow, a lot happening.
A little bit.
Did I say the governor's declared it a disaster area?
I'm not sure if you did or not.
Well, he has.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, my college student that's going to the University of Houston, Liz, she declared a disaster area as soon as she looked out of the dorm room.
Done.
She's on the fourth floor, and there's a bayou right in front of her.
Uh-huh.
And the bayou is a pretty name for a drainage ditch in Houston, and they fill up in about 2 minutes, but then they go down real fast, too. That's why they're there.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday it filled up and up and up and up.
And was it going down?
And she was on the fourth floor, then the third floor, then the second floor. No, it didn't get that high, but she was. We were getting a lot of Snapchats coming yesterday.
Oh, I can imagine.
Like, what do I do? And I said, don't go outside. Yeah. Don't get in your car.
Stay on high ground.
Yeah.
You're there.
Just say, watch TV.
Mm-hmm. Watch the news.
Yeah,
there you go.
Right. Well, watch your stories. Okay, here we are. It's April the 19th, 6:25 in the morning. An 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. High of about 78. We do have a flash flood watch in effect through this morning, and there is a flood warning out on the Navasota River that continues until the water goes down, and we don't know how long that'll be. Celebrity birthdays today. Ashley Judd. She's the actress Judd, not the mama or the daughter Judd.
Yeah.
She's 48 today. Kate Hudson is 37, and Maria Sharapova is 29 today.
Really? I thought she was
older.
Early 30s, yeah. I don't know why.
If you're from Russia, you could be any age you want.
Very true.
Every year, you just reset the dial. It was in 1960, the Chicago White Sox became the first team to put players' names on the back of their jerseys, so if you were watching them on TV, you knew who they were. Which is kind of funny, because baseball players, you can see their face.
Yeah.
It's football players that need that.
And you usually know what position they play.
Yeah.
But it's still nice to have if you don't know what's going on. Yeah.
1993 on this day, it's a day I'll never forget. I remember watching this live as it unfolded on television. David Koresh, possibly 86 of his followers, 17 of them children, died in a raging fire at the Branch Davidian headquarters just outside Waco. The FBI tried to run them out with tear gas, is what they said.
Mm-hmm.
But some people say the tear gas canisters is actually what caught the building on fire. And they had the building, they had been under siege for a good 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So they had all the doors barricaded so no one could break in. So when the fire started, no one could get out. And it was a horrible thing.
Yes.
And that's what Timothy McVeigh reacted to 2 years later on this day in 1995 when he put a truck with a bomb inside of it in front of the federal building in Oklahoma City. That killed 168 people. What you may not remember about that is that he deliberately parked it right in front of a daycare that was built into the building for the employees' children.
It was awful.
And that's where it was. That was a terrible 2 years for us on April the 19th. Happier news, though. Somebody messed up on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, good.
So we got that next.
Hi, Bubba Dixon, your friend from Tom Light Chevrolet here with a simple proposition. You could wake up early and waste a whole day looking all over for a Chevy deal, or search TomLight.com and discover hundreds of vehicles within minutes. There you'll find over 250 vehicles to choose from, including a triple-digit selection of Chevy's best-selling truck, Chevy Silverado, and a great assortment of GM certified pre-owns with remaining factory warranty and an extra 12 months and 12,000 miles included, plus 2 years of free oil change. Best of all, every single car, truck, or SUV comes with Tom Light's most competitive pricing. The choice is clear. Take the TomLight.com challenge or visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
Ansett Brink pies in my kitchen are always welcome. Ansett crawl on kitchen counters? Not so much. I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Our ant-controlled treatment plans are simple and environmentally friendly. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. Keep the bad ants at bay so the good ants will keep those pies coming. ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Aspiring musicians, here's your chance to play Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. College Station Starlight Music Series concludes July 2nd by featuring winners of the first ever Voters' Choice Contest. To enter, be at least 16 and not currently signed to a contract or promotional authority. Up to three of the top vote getters will each receive an hour of stage time. Visit cstx.gov/starlight to send in your audio or video files. Entry deadline is April 29th. The Starlight Music Series could feature you July 2nd. Visit cstx.gov/starlight.
6:30.
Yeah.
Every button I push is the Walking Dead.
It's all the
Walking Dead.
I think the fact that I've been binge watching it lately is just rubbed off computers in the studio.
Yes, it has. I was coming home from the grocery store on the weekend on Saturday, and the streets were so crowded, so many people in town, that I'm in a traffic light, and I swear a guy dragging his leg walked right past me. The Walking Dead was going faster than the traffic. That's what
happens.
I saw.
It happens sometimes.
Okay, a few minutes ago, right before you came in the studio, Annette calls.
Okay.
And she reminded me of this guy that I used to talk about on the, you know, that's from Fort Worth, Cody Jinks.
Yes.
The guy that used to be in a rock band and then went country. And she really liked hearing that song a lot. Here's what happened.
Okay.
Oh, I have missed him, and I've been meaning to call you. It just never has worked out.
Yeah.
This morning I said, that's it. I'm calling.
You got to hear some Cody Jinks, huh?
Yes, I do.
Okay. when Carly gets here in a few minutes.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pressure her into us playing that song.
Yeah!
What, she doesn't like him?
No.
No.
She, Carly is the program director now at KORA, and so that's her department. That's her responsibility, what songs we play and don't play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you inform her that there are several of us that really like that song, and I'm the spokesperson this morning.
Oh, this is good.
We really like this song, too.
Yes, we do.
I promise.
So you'll do it?
Let's do it. Let's play some Cody Jinks.
Okay, now I got to find it.
what were you doing?
Mr. Big. I don't know. I was drinking coffee for one. Okay, I know it starts with the word cast and ends with no stones. Okay, there we go.
You got it.
We'll get to that in a moment. But first, last night, I knew this was going to happen to me.
Yeah.
I got battling mouses over here. One more click. Yes. Last night on Dancing with the Stars, the judges messed up.
Oh, no.
I'm not a big Dancing with the Stars fan, but I have people in my family that are.
Yeah.
And I walked in the bedroom last night. The wife was watching it. I was doing something else, and I walked in, and I saw that there was, like, drama on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Because Max and Bruno held up the wrong scores. They didn't mean to hold those up.
Mm-hmm.
I think they held up tens, and they didn't mean tens. You hold it up. You got to live with it.
Carrie-Anne Inaba.
Nice.
Len Goodman.
From Len, the 10.
Maxine Jemekovsky.
A 10.
Bruno Tongue.
10.
All right, so these graphics are wrong. These graphics are wrong. Those are 3-10. No, it's not. What's happening?
Oh.
The judges? Okay, wait.
See, they had written down 9.
The 10 was Len. We saw Maxine.
They held up 10.
Bruno, but those were supposed to be 9.
When the judges make their scores, they write them on a pad right after the dance. That pad is passed into the control room. That is the final score.
It's like Steve Harvey all over again.
Yeah.
About that previous written down score is what has to be the final score.
I love it when reality gets too real.
A little too real.
Oh,
that's crushing.
First winner of the day in about 10 minutes, the Roger and Carly Morning Show getting started at 6:33. And for Annette and the whole rowdy bunch that wants Cody Jinks, voila.
There you go.
I cast no stones. I build no walls. Tell the truth. The truth comes to call. And I try to walk that narrow way. Sometimes I go over the lines and I won't make it back till the next day. But I cast no stone. getting mine. I'm not dragging the whole world to hell. You're wasting my time. I don't talk with Jesus as much as I should. Don't read that good book every day like I could. But I like to stop at the end of the day, and I pray that I hurt nobody. Somebody new found their way. I cast no stone. What gives you the right? Tell me my business. Good God, man, you're out of your mind. I'm not dragging the whole world to hell. You're wasting my
iPhone Doctor, iPhone, iPad, iPod Repair, George Strait Guarantee. From 98.3 KORA.
I burn with desire each time my heart fans the fire to that old flame that burns inside of me. She cried when I left her, now I cry to forget her. Oh, how foolish I was to ever want to leave. 'Cause nobody in his right mind would have left her. I had to be crazy to say goodbye. I still carry her picture. I wish her well with a new love. I know she's found by now. Each night finds me dreaming. Each day I spend thinking how much I wish
she was still around. Cause nobody in his right mind would have left her. I had to be crazy to say goodbye. Nobody in his right mind would have left her. Even my heart was smart enough to stay behind. Even my heart was smart enough to stay behind.
Proud to be the George Strait Station, 98.3 KORA, and proud to be Annette Station for Cody Jinks and Cass Millstones. And my gosh, at 6:40, how'd that happen?
It goes quick.
We have the first winner of the day contest coming in just a couple of minutes. But right now, when Carly is ready and
I'll quit messing with that, and I'm focused.
Here's Carly doing sports.
Well, in the NBA playoffs, Dallas over Oklahoma City by 185-84. Kevin Durant takes 33 shots, misses 26, tying Michael Jordan's 97 record for the most misses in a playoff game.
At what point do you stop feeding him the ball? Every player on the court on their team for Oklahoma City was giving Durant the ball. Everybody gave him the ball.
And it's like,
and he couldn't make any of them.
He's shooting bricks. Stop. Golden State over Rockets, 115-106. The Warriors win without Steph Curry and go up 2-0 on Houston. Memphis at San Antonio, 7:30 tonight on TNT. College baseball, UTA coming to town, taking on Texas A&M, 6:30 tonight at Bluebell Park. Also Texas State at Texas. Aggie baseball in the top five, all five major NCAA baseball polls after a three-game sweep at number 8 Mississippi State. Four of the five polls rank A&M at number 3. Nick Banks was named the SEC Player of the Week on Monday. This weekend, it's Alabama at number 3, Texas A&M. Major League Baseball, Houston at Texas tonight. The Rangers announced a 2-year, $36 million contract extension with veteran third baseman Adrian Beltre. And as the battle of I-45 begins, the Rangers are coming off 2 days without a game after Sunday's series finale against the Orioles was rained out. College softball, Texas A&M softball plays at Texas State tomorrow night, and the Aggies are on the road to Missouri this weekend. It sounds a lot like we're still in love, but I'm dating other people too. Five-star quarterback recruit Tate Martell says he's still committed to Texas A&M, but plans to take all 5 of his official recruiting visits and could visit even more schools. Martell committed to Texas A&M in August. Since then, the Aggies fired offensive coordinator Jake Spavital and replaced him with Noel Mazzoni from UCLA.
For Tuesday, April the 19th, Flash Flood Watch stays with us throughout the morning. 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. High of 78. It's 65 and foggy with Roger and Carly. Zach Summers is in the newsroom. The news brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment.
I'm Zach Summers with your KAG's HD News update on 98.3 KORA. Teachers who work for Bryan ISD could be getting a pay raise thanks to a new plan approved by the school board last night. The compensation plan, known as BEST, is designed to reward teachers whose classrooms are excelling academically. The board unanimously approved the plan that could increase teacher pay by $2,000. The district says the goal is to boost student success and improve teacher retention. The new compensation plan will go into effect for the upcoming school year. You can read the full plan by looking for the story at KXTV.com. The Supreme Court is expected to reach a decision on President Obama's executive order on immigration reform in June. The High Court heard arguments yesterday, and the 8 justices showed signs of being sharply divided. The plan would shield roughly 4 million people of deportation and grant them the legal right to hold a job. 26 states, including Texas, argue the president does not have the authority to do this. I'm Zach Summers with your KAG's HD News update. Now back to the Roger and Carly Morning Show on 98.3 KORA.
Ready, set, go. Will your lawnmower get off the starting line that quick? If you're not sure, then it may be time to let the folks over at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment take a quick peek under the hood. Spring is around the corner and you want to be ready. Now is the time. Spring inspections on mowers starting at just $79. Inspections include tune-up kit, power wash, and more. Give those guys a call. Be ready to mow this season. Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Sound familiar? What you're hearing is a cat in a dryer. While not an everyday occurrence, it does happen and can be quite messy. That's why at UMax Appliance Technologies, we make 100% cat-safe dryers. When Fluffy decides to curl up in some nice warm laundry, you'll feel good knowing he's encased in a polyurethane foam composite shroud, allowing him to tumble gingerly upon each rotation. Moreover, should Fluffy unfortunately be mixed in with denser objects like this steel-toed workman, each UMax dryer is specially calibrated to keep heavier objects near the bottom of the load, thus reducing harsh collisions. In the end, Fluffy may be a little warm and disoriented, but at least he won't be dead. UMax Appliance Technologies, making dryers a safer place for cats.
No animals were harmed in the making of this commercial. We just made it sound that way. That's the great thing about radio. Cats don't need to die to make your company grow.
If you are interested in advertising on 98.3 KORA, please call 776-1240.
We bring the dance hall to you. It's the Big Texas Jukebox, Saturday nights from 7 to 10 on 98.3 KORA. Brought to you by Brown & Company Insurance, providing professional guidance and support for health and life insurance benefits for individuals and companies.
Okay, so did Taylor Swift get, like, intoxicated at the Coachella concert thing over the weekend and show up on social media talking into a camera all bleary-eyed and slurry? Did that really happen?
Probably. Or
or not.
Sorry.
Anyway, we're going to approach that story later this morning.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out one that's even important. She's like, what, 26, 28 years
yeah,
old? Get drunk. Party. Who cares?
It's Coachella.
After all.
Yeah, she was at a wedding, too, in San Antonio.
And then went there.
And then went to get back to Coachella, so.
She must have a fast sports car. I don't know if she does that.
Right.
You know, Meredith is her driver.
Mm-hmm.
Her cat. Okay, gotcha. Here we go. The first winner of the day contest, your prize, a chicken fried steak dinner for two at the Longhorn Tavern Steakhouse. And it's about the actress Doris Roberts, who died on Sunday of natural causes at age 90. She won 5 Emmys during her career, but you knew Doris Roberts more by the television character she played than by her own name.
Mm-hmm.
She was Gladys on Grey's Anatomy, Lydia on Hot in Cleveland, Mildred on Remington Steele, and Marie on this incredibly funny show about the personal life of a sports writer.
You had no right to go in there and throw out my fat.
$10 for my coins. I needed that.
You're selfish.
Fat collector.
Oh, you never appreciated me, ever. You never, ever appreciated me. I would work my fingers to the bone all day with the kids, with the cooking and the cleaning and the laundry, and then you'd waltz in with your list of demands and not even a thank you.
That's right.
Deborah understands.
Yeah, because she and Deborah never, ever got along.
No, but they did on that subject when their husbands were acting
up. Oh, yeah, they did, because, you know, like father, like son.
Uh-huh.
So it's an easy question for you. What is the name of the sitcom that we know Doris Roberts for the most, where she played the character Marie? Tell us the name of the sitcom to win at 776-5672. And good morning to you.
Morning.
From Roger and Carly.
I've cussed on a Sunday, I've cheated and I've lied, I've fallen down from grace a few too many times, but I find holy redemption when I put this car in drive, roll the windows down and turn up the dial. Can I get a than a ring of fire when this wonderful
Rogers and Wade Boyd on the Texas Country Original. Tilly Does at 98.3 KORA. Roger and Carly on the morning show. Scooter's on the phone with us right now. Good morning to you.
Hey.
Wait, let me do this. Now you're on the phone with a Scooter. Whoa, I think I got it.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
With Phil Tweet Record Service, Scooter does a lot of record stuff. Do you ever, like, I know the records have, like, lots of knobs and buttons and gears, mm-hmm. and do you ever get, like, that mixed up? Like, you're supposed to lift the car up and you keep pushing it down? That's kind of what I'm doing today. I wouldn't be your guy to operate today. We have a little survey today that says when people hit somebody else's car,
mm-hmm.
that 12% of them say they don't leave a note, but 88% say they do. What's your opinion on that, Scooter? I mean, you're at the scene of a lot of, you know, automobiles getting... Yeah.
There's probably not that many notes being left.
Yeah. I'm thinking somebody... Yeah. Oh, yeah, I leave a note. Yeah, sure do.
Of course I do.
Man. I thought that was a pretty high number, though, that 88% said they were leaving a note.
I've never been in that position because I always hit the car when the person's in it. Fine.
Carly's very accommodating. She only hits people when they're in their car, mm-hmm. so that's good.
So no note needed.
I knew a guy one time that got out and like hit somebody's car. This is a true story. He got out and hit somebody's car, so he gets out and he writes a little note and sticks it under the windshield.
Yeah.
Like 5 minutes later, the other guy comes along and picks up the note, and the note says, "Everybody's watching me, and they think that I'm writing my name and insurance down. I'm not."
My apologies.
Yeah, it does it like that. So with all that rain yesterday, were you guys out pulling people out of water and stuff?
Yeah, it was very busy with the rain. We got more of it coming, I think, too.
I can imagine. How far south do you operate? Because,
almost Navasota.
Okay. Because I know, you know, down in Houston and coming up this way, mm-hmm. it was pretty ridiculous
for
a while.
Was it ever?
Yeah. They had 290 shut down there for a while. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you guys were just running all over the place.
It was a busy weekend. I got more of it coming, I believe.
I can imagine. So Phil Tweet Record Service, AAA certified. What else? What all do you guys offer, you know, in case of flooding, hit mm-hmm. and runs, all that good stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, all the above. Any service calls, flat tires, unlocks, or accidents. If you're ever in an accident, just request us directly or AAA, and we'll come out and take care of you.
And what's that phone number they can reach y'all at?
775-6787.
All right. Thank you, Scooter. Phil Tweet Record Service.
Thank you. You have a good morning.
Thanks, Scooter. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
657 with Roger and Carly. Our first winner of the day is Joseph, I think. We'll find out in a moment. We're talking to him.
Roger and Carly on 98.3 KORA.
Ah, spring has arrived. The snow is melting. The flowers are blossoming. And the animals are coming out of hibernation. Like the Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower, or the Dodge Challenger Hellcat with 707 horsepower, or the Dodge Durango with best-in-class available V8 360 horsepower. This lineup kicks the season into overdrive. Spring's not just in full bloom, it's in full throttle. Hurry in and get a great deal during the Dodge Spring Clearance Event. During the spring clearance event, get $2,000 bonus cash on the 2016 Dodge Challenger SXT. And Texas residents get an additional $1,000 bonus cash. Hurry to your local Dodge dealer today. Based on 2014 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle segment when properly equipped. See dealer for details. Offer ends 5/2/16. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Racing to get home may get you there a bit quicker, but it comes at a cost. It's going to take you longer to stop. A whole lot longer. Braking distances increase rapidly when you exceed posted limits. Failure to control speed is a leading cause of crashes in Texas. So don't hurry when you're behind the wheel. Be safe. Drive smart. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Texas drivers trust Germania. Did you know that 9 out of 10 Germania auto policyholders stay with Germania year after year? Germania has competitive rates, discount options, and exceptional claim service 24/7. So insure your auto today with the insurance Texans trust.
In Brazos County, call Dexter & Company at 979-764-8444.
Trust Germania.
Okay, our first winner of the day contest is...